Infielder Rico Petrocelli played his entire baseball Hall of Fame career with the Boston Red Sox in the 1960s and 70s. He was one of the best defensive players in the game, and in an era when pitchers dominated, the so-called dead ball era, he was above average in power for his position. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. Thank you for stopping in today. Greg Stewart is my name, and the show is sponsored by your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find out more or give anytime to help support the show at WWIB.com. Rico Petrocelli is just shy of 75 years of age, played his last game over 40 years ago, but he is still fit and sharp and on the other end of the phone line with me today. 74 years of age, Rico, I've seen photos of you, recent photos, and all I can say is if and when, if I ever get to 74, I hope I look as good as you do.
Well, thanks a lot. Thankfully, I feel pretty good. Nothing major, you know, just the little things here and there. The arthritis, and of course, that's, I got arthritis from swinging and missing so many times that my bones stretched. Something happened.
Yeah, well, you played in an era, like I said, when a ballplayer would be in one city his entire career. It wasn't a rare thing. Today, it is a rare thing. Take a few minutes here to unfold your baseball story, will you, at Boston?
Yeah, I was very fortunate. I didn't get traded. It's either the Sox wanted me or nobody else wanted me, one or the other. But I was very fortunate to play my whole career with the Sox. Yeah, I played shortstop for 8 years, third base for five, made a couple All-Star teams and played in two World Series, 67 and 75. It was a dream come true. I mean, a kid growing up in Brooklyn, New York, and, just loved the sports, all around sports. And watching games with the greats in those days, Willie Mays and Mickey Mantle and the old Dodger teams, Duke Snyder and Jackie Robinson, actually, too. I saw him play when I was a kid. It was just a dream come true for me. And I think every kid wants to play for his hometown team. But the Yankees and the Mets were in their first year of putting their organization together. And they were going in a different direction. They wanted a certain type of, player. Yankees had signed their quota of players, so they tell me. So, that was out, and the Red Sox and a bunch of other teams were still interested, and the Red Sox really were terrific. They come to every game, and so they asked me to come up to Boston for a workout after graduation, which I did, and I signed with them. It was just a great experience. So I was very fortunate. I did some coaching and managing in the minor leagues as well. And that was fun to help develop players.
Sure. Well, your numbers at the plate were impressive: 210 homers, 773 career RBIs. But you were known as one of the best glove guys in the business for your defense. Today with all the analytics, defenses are shifting with the stats of the player up at bat. And oftentimes, you don't see anybody on the left side of the infield. Could you have imagined these kind of shifts when you were playing?
Well, we didn't have the analytics. I think the only guy that I remember, and I didn't play the same era, but it was Ted Williams. The great Ted Williams, they shifted on him, put all those guys on the right side. And he would hit through them or once in a while go the opposite way, but he was just incredible. The shifts, I think it's changed the game a lot, the shifts and the analytics, of course. The analytics they come down, they got pages of, these statistics against pitchers, what they do against certain hitters and vice versa, what hitters do on counts now, 2-0, 2-1, 0-2, what pitches, so they know everything. Except that you have to be, you know, you have to be a genius to remember all of that stuff. But they go in and out. They have computers. They have computers in the dugouts now, and so they can, you know, get information right away, you know, in seconds. So it's different. It's just different. They use more relief pitchers, obviously, and guys are throwing 95. There's so many of them. And, yeah, you know, to me, it's still interesting on the field. There's no doubt about it. You know, I mean, I'm a Red Sox fan, and I follow the team. And I follow the other teams as well. So, you know, we played in great fans of Milwaukee, Detroit, the Midwest, Cleveland. Cleveland, when I played, they had the old football field there, held 82,000 people. But Cleveland didn't have good teams. So they had like 2,000 people a game. Mm. Unbelievable. I mean, it was just that's how it was. Now most of the fields have real good good amount of fans coming to games now. So baseball's in pretty good shape.
Yep. Okay, Boston Red Sox Hall of Famer infielder Rico Petrocelli with me, and man, we're out of time for today's show, so let's get back together and want to have you tell some stories from the Bo Sox dugout through those years of the 60s and 70s. Can't wait to hear them next time, Rico. So thank you for coming by today, and we'll get together again soon, all right?
All right, take care.
You too.